All right, we do have Sharon Waugh on the line with us. Sharon, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
To our listeners, Sharon is a full-time freelance writer and a content creator who focuses on travel and humor as well. She's got her own blog, Sharonicles. It's a travel blog. It's gone viral and more on one occasion for its light-hearted views on things related to travel. So, Sharon, let's just first speak a bit about this blog of yours. It has gone viral a few times. It's filled with travel tips and humor. Where did this start, and why did you start a travel blog?
I actually went to go work on cruise ships a few years ago, and I used to send emails back to my friends and family. And then I decided that if I just put it on a blog, they could check it out, you know, when they wanted to. And so that's why I started the blog. And then over the years, it kind of evolved, and I tried to make it.
Okay, we've just sort of lost Sharon there due to load shedding or the switchover back. I think the electricity has returned here in Extension 1. So we're going to ask Hanzala to please get her back on so that we can hear more about that. We'll be talking all about travel, and we want to look at Asia, and more specifically perhaps India, perhaps Makara. You can plan a trip there in the next few weeks.
India.
A good travel destination.
Yeah, it's a good travel destination, Molana. That is India, Maigam, Hatoran, you know. One of the wonders of the world.
Sorry, Sharon, we lost you there for a moment. So you were telling us about where the blog started.
Yes, I'm not sure how much of that you heard.
Yeah, so you were saying you used to be on a cruise ship and about the emails and so on.
Yes. So, yeah, I just started it for my friends and family, and then, yeah, as it kind of evolved, I tried to make it interesting and entertaining for anybody to read, and I think it's worked.
Now, what are some of the travel trends that you are seeing at the moment, the places that are frequently visited or the must-visit places 2022, 2023?
Places like Iceland and Malta, they seem to be quite trendy destinations at the moment. But there are also other trends, not just destination-specific, but things in terms of eco-travel is very, very trendy at the moment. Internationally, there's definitely more of a push towards train travel. I suppose it ties in with the eco-friendly thing. The cruise line industry is booming, both internationally and locally. A lot of, I suppose, luxurious cruise lines have visited our shores over the years. But now we're getting more options for just kind of middle-of-the-range family, more affordable cruising is coming to our shores. So before, MSC was kind of the majority. And now in December, Norwegian Cruise Lines will be cruising to South Africa. So South Africans have more options, and people just seem to be, after the pandemic and not being able to travel, people just seem to be getting out there and doing what they can and experiencing all that they can. And it's quite exciting, really.
Okay. Sharon, you know, you've in your blog, you've mentioned travel to Asia, specifically India. And a lot of people have requested that, you know, we touch on this as well. What have you expected India to be?
Before I went to India, I heard a lot of mixed reviews from friends who had been there. And people warned me about the poverty and the pollution and the traffic. And I tried to take an open mind and just go in there and see what it was like. And India it completely blew me away. It was incredible. I mean, we went to Delhi, which can get quite polluted, but when we went, it was okay. The poverty wasn't, I mean, it was there and it was sad, but it wasn't really anything worse than what I've experienced here in South Africa. And the traffic was quite an experience, but it was an experience. It was literally an experience. I don't regret any part of that trip. It was just, all of it was, it was just incredible. Just in terms of, you know, things like value for money, what we paid for that trip and what we got out of it and the things we managed to experience, it was worth every cent and more. And it just, in terms of, you know, like, there's so much history there, and there's, like, forts that are from the 14th century that are just, like, they don't even seem to be a tourist attraction. They're just there. And you can go looking for them, and there's no queues, and the entrance fee is not that, you know, expensive. And it just, it completely blew me away just for the, just the amount of things that we saw, and in a short space of time for what we got, it was just amazing. Mm. And the people were incredible as well.
What places in India did you guys visit, Shannon? And, you know, just an added question is, in India, what stood out for you to be the best part of India, of your trip?
Okay. So we did the Golden Triangle. So it was Delhi and Agra and Jaipur. And it's hard to pick a favorite part of the trip because it was just incredible. But I just loved seeing these historical sites. Obviously, we went to the Taj Mahal and even like a lot of forts that were lesser known. I just think the architecture and the history and also just the people and how welcoming and lovely they were. It was just, it's really hard to pick a favorite thing about it, but I can't recommend it enough. If you're thinking about traveling to India, I really recommend it. Don't put it off.
What about the food? You enjoyed it?
I did.
The good original Indian food.
It was so good. It was so good. I'd heard a bit about Delhi Belly, and so I was a little bit nervous because I just thought it was part of the experience. Like, you go to India, you get Delhi Belly, it's, you know, it's what happens. Mm. So I actually went to my doctor beforehand, and I got medication just in case. And I didn't need to use it. So, we were to not eat street food, and we took that advice. We didn't eat street food. We dined in restaurants and cafeterias. Again, the value for money is incredible, and the food was so good. And, you're actually making me hungry now. we didn't get Delhi Belly, and, it was great.
It's such a huge country, and there's so many parts to visit in India. And one of the questions or the concerns that a person has traveling to India is traveling in the country itself, you know, the different modes of transport, whether it be the trains or should you book flights. What did you find to be the best way to move around in India?
So my friend and I booked, like, a tour of the Golden Triangle. And so we went with the tour between the different locations. So they took us between Delhi and Agra and Jaipur. And I think that was the right decision. But then once we were there, it was very easy to move around. I think being kind of cautious travelers, we got to Delhi like a day early, and we had the day to explore on our own. And so we booked an Uber because in our mind, that seems like the safe thing to do. There's like a digital record of where you are and where you're going. And then after that, once we got to see what it was like, there's tuk-tuks everywhere. And you can negotiate a rate, obviously, before you get in the tuk-tuk. But travel was relatively inexpensive, and we felt very safe to just go around on our own, find a tuk-tuk wherever we were, and get to wherever we wanted to go. It was so easy to get around, and again, so inexpensive. It's a lot less daunting than you think it might be.
Final question, Shannon. You spoke about the Taj Mahal a few minutes ago. Is the Taj Mahal overrated?
It's funny that you should ask. Before I went to India, a friend said to me, she was like, oh, the Taj Mahal is so overrated. It's just a white building. It's smaller than you think it is. It's like, it's no big deal. And so I took her advice with a bit of a pinch of salt, and I went there, but I tried to manage my expectations, and I think she was completely wrong. I don't know how she got that that perspective, but I was just blown away by that building. It was absolutely beautiful. You see it in pictures so often, but when you're standing in front of it, it really is awe-inspiring. And I don't think you really get a sense from the pictures of just, you know, of the size of it. It is big, and how huge the grounds are around it. And it's just, it is magnificent. I can't describe it, but I think do what I did. Don't expect much, and you'll be blown away.
Sharon, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International. It's been lovely speaking to you, and we hope to speak to you in the future about your other travel experiences.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a lovely day. Bye.
Okay. Bye.